The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, it really helps. Enjoy the show.
I told Robert to wait because he had a question on, I believe you said, are you getting people saying that's too much? Is that correct, Robert?
Yeah. I've given kind of like met with the customers in person, right, to give kind of like the estimate. And a couple of them have been like, oh, the price is a little too high. And then I kind of sell them on the fact we do like extra services versus other cleaning companies do, like cleaning baseboards every time, windowsills, you know, kind of sell them on extra items you do. And then they always say, oh, okay.
So sign up. A, if it's working and you feel like you're doing it in a way that's in integrity and feels good, and you're not, you know, being creepy, which I can't imagine you would be. Do it. Like I never argue with success. Like if you have a terrible postcard, I'm like, this violates everything of marketing and this is garbage, but people are responding and you're helping them, I'll shut up. Like I have no comments other than how many more can you send? That said, yeah. So if it's working, go. I'll tell you what I would coach, which is a little different. We don't want to focus on us, which is natural, right? Like that seems expensive, but we're better and here's why, and we'll do more and we do this and we do that. They couldn't give a crap about you. We want to focus on them and their problem. So if, just like I said to Tamara, when she's like, I promise you, people are showing up not wanting to have real conversations with me. I'm like, well, it's because you didn't set the frame properly. You're bringing that into the conversation. At the end of the call, if you're getting any of you, and the reason I'm going to this isn't just for Robert, I'm guessing maybe one time one other guy or gal heard is too expensive. So just in case that's the case, I will share. It's never the, I didn't give enough value. It's they're not clear enough on the problem. So I didn't give enough value is always about me. I'm better. I'm a good coach. I've done this. We've changed lives. I'm amazing. My mom thinks I'm great. Talk to Carlos. He'll tell you I'm a good guy. It's all about me. You don't care. Look at how much money I have. That's why I hate those ads with like guys in Ferraris and stuff. Like it's gross to me. No judgment. They want to do it. God bless. That's just, I don't like that. Cause it's about them. Look how much money I have. Look how rich I am. And I don't like that. But which is what you're doing. We're great. We can do this. We'll clean the baseboards. We're different. We do better. But the problem is everybody says that. Like, I hate, you know, world's best furniture. Like, well, what the hell are you going to say? World's fourth best furniture? Of course, everyone says world's best furniture and all of them, but one are lying, right? There can only be one best, whatever it is. So I don't like selling them features and benefits because everyone's going to sell them features. You know, it's not like you're going to go, but we're the best. We do baseboards. We clean. We're better. And Melanie's going to come and be like, oh yeah, he's way better. We half-ass every damn thing. Like, if you want a good clean, you got to go with Robert. We are a mess. She's going to say the exact same thing. So they go into like, well, when everybody says they're the best and they do everything and they clean more. I don't even like that as a decision. That would be like me going, well, my coaching calls are longer. If you talk to someone else, they only spend 30 minutes with you. I go 7 hours. You're like, I don't give a crap. I just want to make some money. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I was going to say, I don't make it sound like we're the best. I'm just, sometimes they're like, oh, it's a little high. So I kind of explain why it's a little bit higher. Kind of like, so,
yeah, let me, I was telling you what not to do, which, mildly, let's talk about what to do or what you might try on. And again, for everybody, if this is working, shut my mouth. This is for everybody else that's not getting the sales results they want. Robert, if this is working for you and you feel good about it and your clients do about it, don't change a blessed thing. This is for serious. I'm not being sarcastic or anything. Sincerely, if you're getting the results that you want and you're getting both for yourself and your clients, they're happy, you're happy, don't do anything different. We're not, there's no style points here. You're at 100%. I don't know how you could possibly do better. That said, if that's not, and it's probably because other things, we'd have to look at the sales call. You're doing other things at a 12 as opposed to an 8 or 9 where other people are at. So you can get away with kind of doing this at a 7. And because you've done so many good things up front, you can still, I don't say get away with, still be very effective, but don't mess with it if it's working. That said, generally for people that are hearing that's too expensive, they're not clear on the pain and what it's costing them. So let me tell you something I've been into that I think will really help, that is a leader, as a salesperson, as a mom, as a dad. Frame control. I'm starting to realize all the coaching I do is really just frame control. And if you could control your frame, that's all you need as a leader. Like literally, that's what I was trying clumsily to do with Tamara. Her frame was, this is hurting my client and I'm making it up. So if I misspeak for you, Tamara, don't take this literally. I'm just trying to make a point. This is hurtful to my clients and it's not effective. And my frame was, this works every time in all circumstances and is the best thing for your clients. So no matter how good of a salesperson I was to Tamara, really doesn't matter. When frames collide, one frame is going to swallow the other. That's all that happens in a sales conversation is you have to be, that's why I'm so dogmatic when it comes to these conversations, is because like, you'll hear me cut you off because you'll start talking about this doesn't work and here's the thing. And I'm like, that's your frame and your disbelief. I'm like, I don't want to give any energy to that. I know my frame works and I know if you do it this way, it'll work. So I only want to give energy to that. I want you to start using that in your own conversations. So when you have employees that go, well, you know, I cleaned Robert's house and he's just picking, he's an a-hole, blah, blah. That's his frame, right? And if my frame, if I have a weak frame, I'll go, oh, I'm so sorry, Carlos, that maybe Robert is crazy and I don't know, blah, blah, blah. But if I got a strong frame, I go, nope, our values are have fun, make money, be real. And my frame is going to absorb his. So all selling, whether it's your spouse, your employee, your customer, your prospective customer, your kid, is whose frame is going to win. You know, your kid's got a frame of, it's my room, I can live my own filth. What do you care, old man? You have a frame on, my job is to mold you into a human being that gives value to the rest of the world. You can't live like a slob. One of those frames is going to eat the other. So my guess is, Robert, your frame control is so strong, you can say whatever you want at the end because they trust your frame is swallowed theirs. Their frame is just too expensive. I'm scared. I've been bit before. You're not going to do a good job. I'm going to fall for it and have the same bad experience I did before. But your frame is, I'm here. I got you. You're good. I got you, brother. Is so strong, they buy it. And when they throw up a little, it seems expensive, your frame just keeps swallowing it. So the reason-
Yeah, just, go ahead. And I kind of talk to them about other things. Like, so kind of seems like I'm friendly and they, you know, well, not seems that I'm friendly.
Well, I was going to say, you don't have to seem like you're friendly, Robert. You're a really nice guy.
So I don't know. Yeah, just shooting the shit with them kind of makes them feel more comfortable. And,
So all that to say, the skills I'm giving you, if you can have perfect frame control, you don't need any of this crap. The problem is these skills are much more transferable and learnable. That's why I teach them. Holding a powerful frame is a really hard skill to learn. So I give you kind of the easy one, but if you can have frame control, you don't need any of these skills. But at the end of the day, the only time if I hear that's too expensive, there's only two things I respond on. Never it's too expensive or never I didn't tell them how much cleaning I was going to do. Let me explain how much better my cleaning is or how more quantity or quality of my cleaning. I never go there. I have a frame that no one's ever going to talk me out of. One, I'm in the wrong house. Again, if I'm in a trailer or their mortgage or rent or whatever is $700 a month, and I'm trying to charge $400 to clean, that doesn't make any sense. That's the wrong house, right? That's not it. If you're doing your marketing right and your pre-call right, that's going to be not the case 90% of the time, probably more. Two, they're not clear enough on their pain. I tried to solve their pain when they didn't have any. So when we do a pain conversation, I'm not going to make you an offer, Robert, to clean your house until I get what it's really costing you. And if you're like, honestly, it's not that big a deal. I don't care. I was just for, and I'm never going to believe that. Who's going to invite a salesperson over to their house, into their home, get dressed, make an appointment, go through all your hoops, talk on the phone, yada, show up, be home, clean it so it doesn't look a complete mess for the cleaner because they have no pain. Zero. 100% they have pain. Be like me going to the doctor's office and Carlos is like, what's wrong? How can I help? Feel great, man. Just want to see how you're doing. Just want to see what your prices are. Carlos, get the hell out of here. I got sick people. So my belief is either I'm in the wrong house or I did not get them clear on their pain. And then if they're like, I don't understand. And by the way, you won't get that. So if you do a big, long pain conversation, you get into what it's costing them, how long it's been costing, what it's going to cost them in the future if they don't fix it, who else in their life it's affecting, what are the consequences now and again, now and in the future for the people around them. You get good and clear on those questions and then you sum up. So what I hear you saying, Robert, is Vanessa feels unloved by you. And again, if you do a good conversation, these are not exaggerations. Unloved by you, the two of you are fighting. You, neither you nor she have time for your kids because you're too busy with life. And if you don't get this fixed, you're not going to have the quality of life that you and your wife both work so hard for. Did I get that right? If you've listened, you're going to sum that up and they're going to go, oh my God, absolutely. And when you take 20 minutes of pain and condense it into 60 seconds, it's like, it's sharp. It will cut. And they'll go, oh my God, yes, that's right. Awesome. How committed are you to get that taken care of right now? Oh, 1,000%. I promise if you have good pain, you summarize, they go, yes. You ask how committed they're like, 1,000%. You will never get, it's $800 a month. Oh my God, that you won't get as expensive. So the only response I think is effective for any of you guys is when someone says it's too expensive is I didn't do a good enough job in paint, or I'm in the wrong house. Never, I didn't give them enough solutions or cleaning or whatever. It's they're not clearing the pain, or I made an offer and I shouldn't have, right? If I can't get paint, I literally don't make an offer. Like when I was role playing with Tamara, like, I don't know, just give me a price, just give a price. I'm like, nope, not going to play that game. Either we're going to do it my way and I'm going to really understand your problem and offer to help you solve it, or I'm not going to understand your problem and I'm not going to offer to help you solve it. That's all. She's like, piss off, old man. Pissing off, best of luck. So just make it about them and their pain and your ability to solve it, and do not make them an offer unless you're wildly able to solve it. And if you do make them an offer and they're like, that's expensive, go, I'm so sorry. I didn't understand what I thought I heard you say, or what you just, and they're not going to do it because you just summarize it as Vanessa's and you are fighting, and now $400 a month is too expensive for that. I thought you've, you know, help me understand. So I promise you, if you got pain right, they're never going to go, it's too expensive, unless it's like thousands of dollars or something, same thing.
Hey, amazing people. You may have noticed we don't sell a dadgum thing on this podcast. We don't allow ads. The only ask I can ever have of you guys is if you dig the show, for you to spread the word and share so we can change as many lives as possible. Literally, it'll take you 5 seconds to give us a great review, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you as a listener and value the gift of your kind words. Now, back to the show.
Questions. What price increase conversation for the second time, feeling, ugh, not a fun thing to do. Now, the first time around was a year and a half ago. That's ancient history. Question, is the conversation different now or the same deal? Before is, hey, I didn't have it priced correctly. Since it's passed, is a better thing to say. Really good question. So believe it or not, I feel like we kind of get on themes on calls. This is another frame or belief conversation. So if I don't get to change your frame and your frame, like with Tamara, if her frame was, I got a high pressure sell and I got to make them do something they don't want to do now, help me. I'm like, I don't even know. Like I'm screwed. But if I can knock over that frame and put up a better frame or a more helpful frame, I can help. Same thing. If the frame is price increases for the second time, not a fun thing to do, and I can't fix that frame, it is going to be a son of a gun. So let's look at some other potential frame. Or you know what? I just did this whole thing with tomorrow. So, and I kind of showed her, I'm going to let you try it. What would be a different frame that you could bring into these conversations that would be more effective for you and the client? And frame is just belief. Use whatever word makes more sense.
Right. Going the 180 the other way, the clients will be thrilled that we're going to be able to continue to provide such great service and they won't have to change a thing.
I think that's a very powerful frame. Give me, what about the experience itself? You're like, actually the conversation, having a call is not going to be fun. What's a different frame that might be more effective, or you or the client or both?
It might be good to talk to some clients who I haven't spoken to in quite some time and catch up and let them know how things are and how we're going to move forward.
All right, you did such a good job with two. I was going to end there, but you're on a roll. I feel like if I don't ask you for three, I'm going to be not giving you a service because you're doing so good. Give me one more. Those are both excellent frames or beliefs. And by the way, guys, is any of this the truth? No, there's right. No truth that it's going to be a bad conference. Could be. I don't know. It hasn't happened. Who knows what it'll be? There's no truth to any of the thing. You came up with three frames. The two you just gave that I think are more effective, and the one that you had in your question, are any of them true? No. So why not just, I get it. If I'm like, don't believe, you know, like I'm homeless and I have cancer. Well, let's just pretend everything's going to be okay. And like, well, we still have things to deal with, right? I do not have a home right now. That's the truth. We can't, it doesn't matter how you feel about it. It is the truth. But the frames that we're talking about, there's no truth in there. You just make it up. Why not make up one that feels good as opposed to one that feels shitty? So the last two are great. Give me one more frame around how it's going to feel when you have these conversations with these people.
It's going to feel fabulous when the clients are like, yeah, okay, fine.
God, you're good at this.
Whatever I drop down. Yeah.
All right. If and when Suzanne gets tired, I'm calling you for our backup mindset coach. Those are really, you're really good at that. Probably doesn't feel like a lot to you, but that's a superpower, man. If you could, all of you guys, be like Dawn, if you could have a frame that you don't like, it's not serving you, right? Like, is there any value for Dawn to experience this or go through this? Like, this is going to suck. No. Well, how about the client? I don't mind suffering. I'm like, I hate this, but the client's going to love it. No, the client's going to hate it too with that frame. So if nobody's getting value, why not pick any of those frames that you came up with for you and for them? So if we can change the frame, and I'm going to answer your question about what to say and how to say it. But if you go with the first frame, I can coach till I'm blue in the teeth. You're going to hate it and it's going to be miserable and they're going to feel goofy about it. If you go with any of those last three frames that you did, you can stutter and stumble and do a terrible job and you're still going to be way more effective. So I believe we're 80% there just by you going, well, it could be fun. And they could be like, thank God, I just want the work to be done. Or inflation is here, I thought it was gonna be higher. Or you feel good, like, holy crap, I finally got the tools. You know, if we were charging crap money and getting crap results, I'd hate it. And I'd be like, if I charged a lot, imagine who I could hire and imagine how much better results I could get. That'd feel really good for me. Mm-hmm. So I love that. If you're already 80%, believe it or not, but we haven't even talked one word about what you're gonna say or how to say it, you're 80% there with that powerful frame. Really, believe it or not, it's 80% of the, that's why that's probably why you're so good selling. You're good at frame control, not because your script or your words is better than anybody else's. Okay. That said, the way I would look at it is, again, with no bias, if I wasn't a coach in here and I was just a human being that didn't know more or less than the average person about cleaning services, if you said, how often would or should any service business that comes to your home and whatever, raise prices, I go, well, every year or two. I mean, it just seems like a common sense. It's my belief. Omero might think every 2 months and Robert might think not more than once every 10 years. But my common sense, if I was trying to have a dog in this fight, be like, probably no more than every year and probably every 2 years, I should probably expect it. You're like, it's been a year and a half. I'm like, it's time. Any, like, this is, you know, so that's another frame that I think is based in reality that they're going to go, yeah, it's about time. And guess what? You want to train people on this. Like, if you raise prices every year, guess what they expect? The prices are going to go up every year. If you never raise prices, they're going to join them on that. So how to say it? Yeah, I would, to answer your question, the short version is I wouldn't be like, I know you didn't just do it. It's been a year and a half. I'd go the opposite way. You know, I've been dying. I was ready to raise prices 3 seconds after we did the last time, but that seems shitty. So it's been a year and a half. It's time, man. Inflation's 5%. Here's your new price. Again, the energy that you bring to it is a big deal. So if you're like, I know we just raised prices and, you know, I know you're tough, but things are tough for us. And if you look at inflation, like, it's a lot. And I get it. Like, that seems like, what are you trying to sell me, friend? When you just come in and be like, hey man, I always go the opposite way. Like, one of my favorite things I used to have on one of my websites was, sign up for our crap. Mike needs to make Mike's boat payment ain't going to make itself. I don't even own a boat. I just thought it was funny to like go the opposite way of, I want your money. Like, that's why I'm here. Like, I would literally, if I was doing a sale, pattern interrupts, I think are great. If I was doing a sales call and I thought Carlos was being in pain, I'd be like, how much money you got, man? Cause I'd like some of it. What do you got? Like a couple $100? How rich are you? What's going on over there? And no salesperson ever does that. It's a massive pattern interrupt. Go, I'd really like some of your money. So if you don't have any, I think I should call someone else. It changes the whole, you see, the frame is, as opposed to I'm a salesperson trying to hide and pretend like I'm not a salesperson. I go the opposite way and be like, I'm just here for your money. And they go, oh, that's ridiculous and silly. Cause that can't be all the way true. So same thing, as opposed to going, I know I just raised prices and, you know, it's times are tight and we're all tightening the belt. I'd be like, listen, you know, we're making a little bit of money, but I need a lot of money. You guys are a pain in my ass and I love you, but good Lord, is a lot of work. So I know you want to do it for a nickel and a hug, but by God, we need some money. So it was $1,800 starting June 1st. I give you the whole freaking May to do it for a little bit of money. It's $2,500. Kisses. We good? See the energy. And it's not what I said, but you see the energy was very, here's where we're at.
Yeah.
So don't hide it or feel bad about it. Cause if you feel like you're screwed and if you're like, oh, it's too expensive. Well, I get it. I need to make a nickel. And again, you don't have to get way into the weeds, but I would, if I felt it was appropriate, I'm looking to make 20% here, dude. Like, so you're $3,000 thing. I'm making $600. You know how much work it is? If you think to save $300 and I would only make $300, or you save $600 and make nothing? That's crazy talk, dude. You want me to actually care or whatever? Like, I'm not trying to get rich here, but good Lord, 20%. I don't know what your business is. Hopefully you're making more than that. Come on now. Like, you just see the energy. It's not what you say. It's the energy of, I'm not here to screw you. Yeah, I'm raising prices, but I'm not. When you feel in your heart like, oh, this is a scam, I'm trying to pull a fast one, they're going to feel that. But when you're like, yeah, I'm just trying to make a nickel here. Like, what do you think? I'm doing this for free. You know, I'm not doing it for free. You want to for $400 a month or whatever, the difference, you want to go get another thing and get a bunch of bids and go through that headache. Hey, God bless you. B, what are we doing? Obviously we're not doing a good enough job of $400 or $200 or $500, whatever the price increase is going to freak you out.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
So just, if you come in with a weird energy, it's going to have a weird energy. If you come in with a frame of, yeah, we're a good cleaner. We do. And I know you do. I know you do kick ass work. So you do a good job and I promise they value you. Especially the larger clients, they know what it's like. And you're doing $3,000-$5,000 a month for your cleaning. You know what kind of headaches can be associated with someone. You know how that can ruin your life. You know, if it's a $500 deal where you're once a week at a chiropractor's office, his stakes are low. He, you know, $600. Oh my God, but fine. He's probably not a great client anyway. But the guy that's paying you $2,800 and it's now 32, he's had shit vendors. He knows they can ruin his freaking life. I've heard several times. You probably heard this. You've been in business long enough, Don. Oh yeah, my cleaning company is the biggest headache vendor. It's the most problem. Mm-hmm. Not you guys, but just that. If I would pay extra for one vendor to make my life directly better, it'd be the freaking cleaning company, or to stop effing me over, it'd be the cleaning company. So you're the least commodity of who they're typically dealing with as a property manager.
Mm. All right.
Does that give you a place to come from that feels okay?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like I had a Suzanne question that I threw your way.
Yeah. And she's so much better than I am. Right. Yeah. Don't do that anymore. I'm terrible at this. I just yell and scream and hope things come out. No one's cried yet. So that's a good start.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.